ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Well, in more proof of coordination and proof of what I've been trying to tell you, we have two different heads of state, both likely World Economic Forum tied, if not officially, then in spirit and in philosophy, calling for the United States and the, quote, Biden administration as though he's aware of anything and is able to evaluate options to use long-range missiles against Russia. There's been a limit to how far and what weapons they could use to strike into Russia. Okay, it's Justin Castro. He goes by the name Justin Trudeau, but we know better. He's not Trudeau's son. He's Fidel Castro's son. The absolute wacko bird, commie tyrant of Canada that survived his tyranny of 2020, probably because that election was stolen too, but I've never looked into it. And now the freshly elected UK Prime Minister, whose name I'm not recalling, both calling for the restriction on what United States weapons could be used by the Ukraine in fighting Russia. And both of them calling for it in the same time period where Putin has responded that if long-range missiles are used against them, he would consider the West and the United States to be at war with him. Now, we have been, but it's been proxy. The war would have stopped. The peace tables would have already occurred. They would have occurred a year and a half or 2 years ago, back when the Obama administration told UK not to hold peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. And no, that was not a slip of the tongue. It was the Biden administration, quote unquote, but it was the Obama administration. It was Obama's third term, and if Kamala gets in, it's Obama's fourth term. You understand how insane these people are and what lengths they're willing to go to. Instead of saying, is there any chance you guys can slow down? Maybe we'll have a peace talk. Can we have peace talks? And just having failed peace talk after failed peace talk? They're trying to escalate to a world war before the election. Why are they doing this? Because of all the things Trump did do right, one of the better things he did, because he screwed up too, go listen to my episode on that. He said, I'm not going to take David Muir's assumption, which is smart. You should never take their assumptions. You should try to answer their question in a way, but don't let them phrase it, and don't make your answer definitely have to be phrased using their assumptions. He didn't take David Muir's assumption, do you support Ukraine? And Putin, I'm sorry, you know, because what they're trying to do is get like this pro-Putin type of a temperament implication from Trump. And instead he goes, I'm going to stop the wars. And as I've said 2-3 months before, yes, people believe him when he says he'll stop the war. He said it during Biden's monstrosity of a debate performance too. People believe him. That's why they're doing insane things. Just like I told you, when smarter heads than mine said there's a reason the quote madman decided to invade Ukraine. It's because of, oh, I don't know what he said. The equivalent of the Cuban Missile Crisis. You're putting your weapons where? Oh, no, you're not. Are you? You better not. You better not activate our closest neighbor to Moscow when it is right now a very important and necessary neutral area as regards the rest of the world. There's a civil war going on in it, and we believe that the people most closely tied to our ethnic Russian past are the ones being victimized. And that's one thing, but you better not get your damn paws on Ukraine. And that was well known that that was his position. Go listen, just go look up Chomsky, my episodes. And it was a month or two before the invasion happened. The Chomsky's like, well, everybody knows that you are pushing him. He's told you as much. And all you have to do is say, oh, no, we'll leave the Ukraine alone. Just like, I always get it wrong, the Finland WEF prime minister. I don't even think she's in there anymore, but she served her purpose. She served her purpose. She at least wanted, and I think it became true, and pushed for Finland to be NATO-ized, and they're also on the Russian border. It's just that the war had already happened, but she didn't care. She'll put her people at existential crisis through because, two, she doesn't care. If she cared, she wouldn't non-neutralize Finland. Russia doesn't care about Finland, except that now that you've NATO-ized it or come close to it, they effing do care about Finland. She's just lucky they're doing another war. She does not care about her people. Her allegiances are with the World Economic Forum. When the World Economic Forum says, you got your career due to us, you better march. And we say the march means not giving a flying F about your people and helping us create an instability with Russia and your country. It has to be your country because it's the only one you can affect directly. So you can either have allegiances to the World Economic Forum or you can have allegiances to the people that are just trying to live a peaceful life in your own country. And obviously she picked what she picked, just like Zelensky picked what he picked. So we have these insane people as we're not even 2 months away from... Sorry, I got a call there for a second. From an election saying, we should do long-range missiles now. They want us to be in World War III because they are more scared of Trump being the president. That's more concerning to them than ongoing hundreds of thousands of people being killed between what Israel is doing, between what's happening to Israel on occasion, because they're obviously disproportionately creating damage, but they do get some damage after they allowed October 7th and bullshit if you believe otherwise. And, you know, Israel is trying to increase the theaters of that war by attacking other countries, and then they're calling for something that would definitely increase and potentially regionalize the Russian war. Now, could they get him if it went full out? They could get him, but, you know, if he wanted to have taken Ukraine now, he would have. He just is not trying to destroy everything so we can pay the contractors to rebuild everything, unlike what the U.S. does and what Israel does. He's not trying to, for all of his evil in many other ways. He doesn't want Ukraine. He doesn't want... This is where it's a total myth that he would go into Poland. And it's not Hitler, jackass. He knows he has limited funds. What kind of dream are you making up that he would then go into Poland? Stop bullshitting. He could have gotten Ukraine a long time ago. He doesn't want to control Ukraine. It's another country to have to deal with. He wants them to freaking stop. If that means demolishing them and then let them, you know, getting ragtag, that's fine. But he has not destroyed Ukrainian cities. He's not truly destroyed Ukrainian infrastructure on the scale that we would have just obliterated. And I'm only saying not to be apologetic to him, but again, to spike this idea that then he would just keep marching on. With what? They don't have any great Nazi war machine. They don't have a war machine like the Nazis. It's garbage. And Trump said, I will have this war stop before I take office. And they said, oh crap, he'll do it too. And then there'll be no turning back of people going, go take a flying effing leap, you rat bastards. We're so tired of you. This guy did more for a situation where hundreds of thousands of people are dying and cities are being destroyed on the regular in 2 weeks, and you guys have done in 4 years. They're really worried about the potential red pill that can happen. And they want to avoid the situation where he could be successful. I don't understand how. And again, I've said before, this is how eventually when your country gets bad enough, it's hanging time. Because at some point when people go, screw your constitution, screw your way of life, and we're going to warmonger, it looks uncivilized for a while because you have to clean up the mess. Now, you have to do it in a civilized way. You have to do it in a way that, you know, that follows criminal law and proceedings, but you need to do it. And we have some cleansing via legal processes to do. When people are calling for an out-and-out war, and these two people, the UK Prime Minister just went to Washington and said, yeah, Biden, I think you should lift the long-term, the weapons restrictions so you can cruise missile further into Russia. Well, that can hit Moscow. How do you think they'll take that? They want World War III, and or they at least want, well, we're going to bluff them. We're going to knock the shit out of them and just dare him to use nuclear weapons. And they don't care. And then if he did, they'd call him crazy. When again, just like the original war, they know perfectly damn well the levels of existential crisis that they're pushing. Because just like in the original invasion, he freaking said so. And yet Pierre Castro, Justin Castro, Pierre's adopted son, who Fidel Castro fathered, is all for and thinks that we should lift restrictions so that long-range cruise missiles, or long-range missiles anyway, not sure if I'm using the right term by calling them cruise missiles, will be used by Ukraine, our weapons, for a war that would have ended without our money. Because both are exhausted, and we are fighting a proxy war that is destroying a generation of Ukrainians. And like they said, like someone else has said, okay, so you have taken out the ethnic group, your own ethnic group, through fighting with Russia, and they would have stopped, and you are not letting them stop. So just like everything else, the Finland leader does not care about her people. Zelensky may or may not care about his people, but if he does, he didn't think through it early, he has decimated his very ethnic group. And someone's going to come in and invade and take over, and it will be the mass migrants. And I don't call them migrants. I mean, migrant sounds like you go back and forth, that the way we usually term it. These are just invaders. So the invaders from that are invading the rest of the Europe will happily come in and live in that country instead of the generation of men that was there, or the generation and a half of men that was there. They don't care about the people they say they care about. Trump was inherently right with his answer of, I'm not going to answer your question of whether I support Ukraine. I support the war ending. Enough people have died. And yet Kamala's like, your rallies are all about you. Yeah, it's a mess. Let me pull up this guy's name. I just didn't say it. It's not really that important. It's a UK prime minister. Let's see if I can find it here. The newly elected, that was probably rigged as well. But I don't know that. I've not looked at anything. But no doubt another WEF stooge. Let me see if I can find the guy's name. It's not in that chat. Well, that's okay. That's a guy. I think it's a... not here. Doesn't matter. He actually visited Washington yesterday and today, if not for a couple of days, and appealed the Biden administration, the absentee Biden administration, Obama presidential term 3, to lift the restrictions. I said this during a previous attempt at this episode. I've said this before on a larger basis, but it even works for leadership. Just like George Clooney. Well, I mean, Biden's a great man, but he needs to step down. Then you realize Obama and him are tight. The elites create their own reaction. The classic problem reaction solution is create a problem big enough, people beg for a reaction, then you have a solution that is canned that gets you the things you want. No, 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 no. Now you just create the reaction too. So in your elite circle, you find people who will react publicly, visibly, high level. And then in your elite circle, your next conspiracy is to make sure that they get plenty of visibility. Now, in the case of a UK prime minister, it's not hard to get visibility, but he's a part of the conspired reaction. Just like George Clooney getting an editorial in, what was it, the New York Times? George Clooney gets an editorial in the New York Times? Well, who pulled those strings and who was he talking to? That's right. He's seen with Obama. He's a famous Obama buddy. So it's elite problem creation, elite reaction manufacturing, an elite solution that gets what they want no matter how many people get hurt. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I will talk to you later.